This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Tom and Mikey, wakey, wakey, Melbourne. How are you going?
Or me, or Melbourne.
Let's go with you, Tom. How are you?
I'm still just trying to get over a hangover. I'm drinking lots of water and coffee, but we will get there. We will get there. I went off last night to Bentley Showroom for the opening of some polo thing. It was very nice. Very Except cute. I had a few for you to drink, and I could see the people there trying to lead me away from the Bentleys. Because at first I was allowed to lean on and get all these lovely pictures. But as I got drunker, the hostesses kept pulling me away from it.
And they kept topping up your bubbles, though.
They kept topping up my bubbles and pulling me away from the Bentley. I'm not quite sure why. What did they think I was going to do?
What are you supposed to do? Tom, I've got a surprise for you this morning. I'm acting all friendly right now, but this is all a facade. I'm mad at you, Tom. I'm angry.
Oh, you know what? I tell you, sweetie, keep the aggression for the bedroom where it belongs, not in the studio. Yeah.
Thanks, Tom. I'm trying to keep this facade up. You're not helping. Tom.
What's happening?
There is a mayoral election in Edmond, Oklahoma.
Like Meryl Streep? Is that what you're saying? Is there an election for Meryls?
Yes. The best Meryl of America. No, for the mayor position. I was trying to say mayoral. Is that a word?
You mean the mayor?
Yeah, the mayor.
Yeah.
Charles Lamb is a contestant. A person is a contestant, even a contender. He's in the final ballot, which is in April, and it's a three-horse election. And Lamb finished second behind Dan O'Neill, who described it as sort of awkward. Would you like to know why, Tom?
What? Yeah. And go on. What happened to one of the horses?
Mr. Lamb has been dead.
How long?
For a couple of months now. But he'd been mayor since October 2011, but he put his name forward for re-election before he passed. So now he's still in the running with two other guys, and it was too late for them to put a new person in.
I think that's fantastic. Because I'm telling you what, if I'm going to vote for another politician, I'd hope for they're dead. They've probably got a better chance of doing stuff with this country. They can't be out up there at, you know, the little White House making a mistake. But I suppose, look, have you actually seen the President of the United States? If that man's not the Walking Dead, what the hell is? Yeah. He always still reminds me of that Weekend at Bernie's.
I was about to say Weekend at Bernie's, yeah.
So it's just, you know, he needs his two little guys on either side of him and pushing him up and down the river.
Yeah.
So is he going to win?
Well, he's polling second at the moment, and it's striking the fear in a lot of people's hearts that a dead man will be in power, but not to fear, apparently if he does win, which would be hysterical, he won't be chosen, and then the council will have to choose somebody else. But I would love for people to get around him.
Yeah, well, you want someone to dig him up and put him back up on the mayoral chair, is that what you're saying?
You've got to do what you got to do.
Oh, look, it's here in Oklahoma. Well, that would happen, wouldn't it? I mean, what happens in Oklahoma is all of the queers or steers, aren't they? at least this guy's a stiffy. So I had the best last Friday. I didn't want to tell everyone that I went to the Twilight Beach Polo in St Kilda because I sounded like a tosser. But I had so much fun. I have never had so much fun. There was a moment I did arrive and I thought, am I at a poultry farm or a horse racing? Because there was so much duck face, let me tell you. There was more lips and plastic surgery than I'd ever seen anywhere.
Yeah, I can't stand. What's the deal with lip filler? What's up with that? It's unattractive.
Oh, they're walking around. There was times there I had to go. But anyway, so they were saying, in between the half time, do you still call it half time? I don't know. Intermission, as far as I can say. Well, they decided they're going to hide a $5,000 diamond out in the polo field, and you had to buy a raffle ticket. And I'm looking around, I'm thinking everyone that's bought one so far is about over 80. And I thought, I'm buying one and I'm getting in there. Well, these women with their bony elbows, I tell you what, they were shoving me, and I ran like the bejesus, and someone beat me, so I didn't get it. I was so upset.
Yeah. Well, I'm so sorry to hear, Tom.
I wanted that $5,000 diamond. I don't know what I was going to do with it. Yeah,
But they need more lip filler. They need that money for the lip filler, Tom.
But I had so much fun at the polo that we actually got to go to another polo event last night.
Ooh. Yeah.
down at like at the Bentley, which is where I was saying that's why I was down at Bentley, and was very good. But this polo is going to be really good. It's going to be held out at Daylesford on the 23rd of March.
Okay.
And 100% of all the money is going to this wonderful charity called TLC for Kids.
Oh, lovely.
And they, what they do is basically they just help families with children. You don't have to go jump through hoops. If you've got an issue, your kid's in hospital, they just pay, and they go through.
That's lovely.
So we're going to go out there. So I think we should all, why don't we make a day of it? Do you want to come to the polo?
I'd love to. Where's my invite? So now I've got one. I kind of feel bad that I was thinking that. I'd love to come, Tom.
I'm telling you, sweetie, you're a young, pretty boy. I'm telling you what, there's some cougars out there. We can have you married off, you know.
I'll get a sugar mummy. I need something to pay for all this. I get a haircut 2 times a week, Tom. Once every 2 weeks. That's a bit excessive.
Yeah, but what about your back hair? I mean, you should start on that now. Yeah, because it is starting to show.
I'm scared that's coming in. Last night I started getting, like, looking, there's more hairs on my chest, and that's intimidating. That scares me, Tom.
Well, look, a few hairs on your chest, mate, is very manly. That's okay. You can accept that one. Yeah.
Tom, I'm not feeling very mellow this morning. Oh, you want to know why?
I can see the anger in your eyes. I'm loving it.
Italian fire.
Excellent. I'm getting a little erection. Keep going.
The kids are listening at this point. I was perusing through the Instagrams the other day, Tom, and I saw something really exciting for you. You'd adopted 3 brand new chickens.
Oh, I've got 3 new chickens. That adds to, I've got 6 at home.
And on top
tell the council, I think I'm only allowed 5, but that's okay.
On top of that announcement, you announced this.
Look, Lady Grantham.
Lady Grantham, Princess Leia, and we don't know what that one's called yet.
Oh, we need your help to help us name this one here. So respond back to our socials and tell us what we're going to name us.
So I went to the socials, Tom. I went to the socials and I commented what I thought was a really fitting name, but...
What'd you call it?
We'll get to that, Tom. But the name I submitted didn't even tickle your Wayne's fancy. That's fine. You know, whatever. Even though I tried Vegemite for you.
Yeah.
You for the show, I did it. But, you know.
Yeah, but what, you're going to call it, like, spaghetti or something, you know?
Better than Ginger Rogers, Tom, because I'm not saying you had to call the chicken after me after the second chicken, but the third chicken, maybe. But I wanted to be called Mikey. I commented, Mikey the chicken, you gave me a love heart, Tom.
Do you realise that the chicken is a female?
Yeah, it can't be called Mikey.
Well, no, they're not drag chickens.
So they're drag chickens.
They are very gay chickens, I'm telling you, and all my chickens are named after royalty. And Ginger Rogers, I love Ginger.
Saying I'm not royalty, that's fine.
Well, I did actually see saying call it Mikey, and I just went, oh, we'll lose this. So I gave him a love heart. Yeah, you're lucky you even got a response. Yeah.
Well, Tom, I'm really hurt, but I did what any normal not jealous co-host would do. I went and bought you a chicken, Tom.
Oh, really? Show me.
Not a real chicken.
Not a real chicken?
But this one is called Mikey the Chicken. It's your chicken for you and Wayne. Yeah. You know what, Tom? Because I'm frankly offended.
I'm actually a bit worried that you've been choking this chicken on the way down here today because it's a bit it feels like it's full of lube. I don't know. What's wrong?
Yeah. You just take this beautiful gift. Okay, this is your new chicken. What's it called, Tom?
Oh, it's called Mikey. And it's I am going to show a picture because...
Yes!
It just looks like you, Mikey. It's yet to get pubic hair. There's no anything
genitalia,
down the bottom. No genitalia, just a big mould.
I don't know why I'm helping you here. It's your 4th chicken, Tom. It's
I
royalty.
Love it. It is really, that is the most ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It doesn't even look like a chicken, does it? It looks like a turkey.
Do you know, because with the chickens, we get a lot of birds coming into our like little chicken coop. So I went and bought this fake owl, thinking that'll keep the chickens away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. The chickens are scared hell of the owl. So every time they walk out and see the fake owl, they go, and they run the other direction. So I had to get rid of the owl. Thank
Maybe
you.
Mikey will help. Maybe Mikey will save the day, Tom.
So, but yeah, here I go. I'll keep... That's the chicken. And that doesn't sound nothing like my chicken. Okay. Didn't like the name Ginger Rogers.
No, because I wanted it to be called Mikey. And I thought... You know, me and Tom have become best buds lately. I've met Wayne. Wayne likes me. I thought maybe this would be like, I'll be part of like adopted
into
the family.
Do you know what? Surprisingly, Wayne really did like you.
Surprisingly? What do you mean?
Well, he doesn't usually like many people. I make sure I keep him. If he hates everybody, he'll never leave me. That's the point. But I'm actually quite surprised. He took a liking to you. Yeah.
Because I'm a nice Italian.
He's a nice boy. He's like, he's got lovely manners. And I thought, don't let that fool you. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for that. Very concerned where that chicken has been. Is it going to lay an egg?
Maybe, yeah. Tom. Yeah. Maybe Mikey the Chicken will come through, not like you did for me with Ginger Rogers. Golly. We've mended bridges, Tom. Now we're friends.
We have. So when I was at the polo, the best thing that happened, we're in these private tents, right? So it's all, you know, in there with all these people. These people were rich. And I don't mean, you know, I mean rich. Ching, 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 ching.
Yes.
They had this beauty bar set up at the back. So they had all the little perfumes and, you know, all stuff. Face squashes and that. This one lady comes at the end. She get her Louis Vuitton bag, and it wasn't fake, let me tell you. Filled it up to the brim. She couldn't fit any more. She then took her hat off and filled it up with all these little freebies. And she's staggering out of the polo on the grass going,
it's insane.
I never thought to do that. I'd be so scared to take anything. Yeah.
No, no. You're the most daring person I know. You do anything.
Oh, I took plenty of alcohol, don't get me wrong. You know, I kept drinking that. Yeah.
You're scared to take a couple of little free samples home?
No, I did take a couple. I took a few, but I didn't actually fill up my handbag and take my hat off and fill that up as well to carry it out. I've been very concerned about, you know, you getting a little bit out there. You know, you're young and single. I'm trying to live vicariously through you, you know.
Yeah, right.
So I have found out that you can actually now get condom sizes that will probably fit you.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know you. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now go on with it, Tom.
See, they're called They Fit, and they've announced a new range of condoms potentially suitable for the micro penis. And it begins at just 3.1 inches. Now, I'm no good with inches, so I'm not quite sure where we're going. But it's half the length of the regular one, and the width only is at 2.6.
2.6?
That's not even as wide as my pencil, is it?
That's about, you reckon that's about what there, Tom, on this pen?
Yeah.
That's about, if you look at your pinkies, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there while you're driving, pull over and do this. I reckon it's, what, the second line down?
Have you just noticed that Mikey thinks he's posh because he was pretending to put his condom up with his pinkies here and in the air? Sweetie, you're not having tea with the Queen. You can keep your pinkies down.
You don't know what I do with my personal time, Tom. Thank you very much.
So, did you ever do that at school? Did they, like, bring out the cucumber and you had to roll the...
Yeah, the banana.
The banana. Well, I went to good Catholic school, so we weren't allowed to do that because it might make us all upset. So our whole sex education was, this is called a condom. You're never allowed to use it if you masturbate. Mate, you go blind. Yeah, now they've got them in the little shops, you know, in the clubs and all that. And it's got one that says ribbed for her pleasure. And I thought, there's no way in hell I'm putting that on backwards. I'm getting all the fun. Let me tell you that.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.